exams. One word, I think that should suffice your thirst for me going AWOL. Also, while I was away, our podcast had its third anniversary. Still surprised to see how I haven't managed to quit till now. Now, getting to today's episode. I mean, I made you guys starve for an episode, so it's only right that I returned with a banger. We both know that this is a Safe for Work podcast, so we can't mention the main thing down there, even once, I'd reckon. So we're going to have to get creative. Every time I will be referring to it with a commonly used word or set of words that mean it but isn't the actual word. Alright, let's begin. My history with underpants is quite the roller coaster, let me tell you. And when this roller coaster began, I didn't wear the seatbelt when I was going up, okay? And that is a metaphor for saying that I went commando for a significant chunk of my childhood. Longer than the average boy, I would say. I'm not sure, personally, when underpants were introduced to me, but I liked being commando from birth or since birth. Now, there's a different level of freedom that my burrito experienced because of going commando. You know, the breeze that my custard launcher felt was beyond imaginable. Godly airflow and circulation. Now, I wasn't indecent enough to go commando in public, especially in school. So, my ding-dong Murdoch was wrapped up all right whenever I went to school. But the moment I came back from school, not only did my uniform come off, but also did the jacket from my dragon. Being commando at home is a different feeling, I tell ya. Or was a different feeling, okay? Let's get the tenses correct, my friend. Now, I'm about to reveal some forbidden information that I personally had almost forgotten about myself during my childhood. If I recall correctly, before I got used to wearing underpants regularly, I used to go down to play without them. So, while I was playing football, my Excalibur was doing kung fu and a little bit of karate down there. You have no idea how jacked my single-barreled pump-action bullock yogurt shotgun is, and you probably don't even want to know. But my days of going commando didn't last long because of the traumatic incident that I had once. Jeans. I think that's enough to trigger PTSD in all the boys listening to this. It's time for my jeans story, guys. Get ready. One day, I remember that we had to go out for some family function. So naturally, I went to my room, closed the door, and I started getting changed. At that time, I still hadn't developed the habit of wearing underpants. So I decided that I would go commando. I pull up my jeans and pull up the zipper. And I wasn't paying attention to the position of my surfboard because the next thing I knew, there was a tsunami heading straight towards it. The only thing I remember is my thunder sword feeling like it had lost its thunder. Okay, fine. I'll stop with the metaphors for now. I had never felt pain as intense as this before. What had happened for the girls unable to visualize it is that my Twinkie had gotten stuck in the zipper. And be thankful that you'll never, probably never, ever experience it. I was like, this is it. This is where me and my third leg part ways. I thought it was time to, as PewDiePie says in his Minecraft series, chop chop, chop chop. And the only thing I could do in such a compromised position was to call out for my parents, screaming in pain. They had already finished changing their clothes by then and had come to see what had happened. I show them how I massacred my poor boy. I was like, are we going to have to chop chop my soldier? With tears in my eyes. My father said, maybe, But before that, let's try rescuing your microphone. I was like, okay, my nether rods, all yours. Please save him at all costs. Bring him back to me. So my father took a closer look at my Luigi and thought about how to set it free. After inspection, he said, this might hurt. Don't look down. Before I could react to what my father had said, he had already pulled the trigger. I went, ah! And it hurt like, doesn't even matter. I don't even want to remember that feeling. I looked down and King Sebastian was free once again from the clutches of evil. I quickly wore underpants after that and went to the party. After that incident, it was impossible, you could say, to catch me not wearing underpants. Going commando was a thing of the past for me. Just because I started wearing underpants doesn't mean I wore them right. Because this is where me wearing my underpants wrong all my life comes in. You must be wondering, how on earth can you wear underpants the wrong way? You know, it's physically impossible. I thought so too, my friend. But the world you see in the case of some topics doesn't talk openly. So you do what you think you should and think it's correct and never look back. This was my case with wearing underwear the wrong way. I used to wear it too uptight, meaning my fire hose used to come in between my thighs when I used to wear and close them, and it always felt squeezed and uncomfortable. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I liked going commando, because I used to wear my underpants wrong and think that that's the right way to wear them. In the wrong way that I used to wear them, cherries used to always pop when I sat down, like going up and down in a pinball machine. And let me tell you, it was not comfortable. And boy, did I pull my boomstick to the very back while wearing my underpants for a long time. And I'm not even sure when or how I learned to wear it the right way. I think one day, instead of me pulling the candle to the back, I let it sit comfortably in the front of my thighs, like the guy wearing underpants in the underwear commercials. And I felt enlightened. When I closed my thighs, those not so thick thighs, nothing got squeezed because my bishop was in the front. And even when I sat down, pinball games didn't start down there. I was like, have I been unknowingly wearing underpants wrong my entire life? Yes, would be the answer to that question, Rylan of the past. Statistically speaking, there are 8 billion people on this planet. So the amount of people wearing underpants wrong is definitely a non-zero number, which I proved because I fit into that statistic. But I'm sure there are many others out there lurking in the shadows like me who have also been wearing their underpants wrong. To them I say, I want to say, you're not alone. I feel you. Okay, maybe that didn't come out right, but you get the point. Now, let's hope I return next week with an episode that isn't related to my joystick. Until then, bye.